I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show is going to be a little different because we've got a guest, and we've got an interesting one in Tom Palladino. And he's a scalar light researcher who believes his discovery will one day be recognized as the cure for pathogenic disease. And we're going to be getting into an interesting conversation related to the whole concept of scalar energy. And also for our listeners, there will be 15 days of free scalar light sessions for the listening audience, a special from Tom, and we'll get into more detail on that during the program. And as well, of course, ET Yoga will also offer some interesting information concerning the topic of scalar energy. And, but before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga. It kind of sets the tone with the Hari Om energy. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari.
Hari, 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 Om.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. The Hari Om is another name for the Absolute, and it can also be related to scalar energy, as well as the Om Shanti at the end means peace. And for the purposes of tonight's show, there will be no disclaimer because we're going to be talking about scalar energy and scalar healing. And but I would like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. As you know, the higher the consciousness, the more people on the planet we affect. And much appreciation to ET Yoga listeners. And now, without further ado, how about let's bring on Tom Palladino. Tom, welcome to ET Yoga.
Thank you, Charles. Good evening to you. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, super. I'm excited about this topic. And also, just coincidentally, I understand that you live in Florida. Is that correct?
Yes, I do. Correct, yes.
And which city?
In Bradenton.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Actually, my dad used to have a place in Bradenton. I live in Orlando.
Oh.
So it's going to be a Florida show tonight. And also, I'm sure the listeners would be interested in finding out just how you got involved with scalar energy and also to tell us about some of the scientists that you've studied that were inspirational for your research.
Okay. Again, thank you for the invitation. I work with scalar energy instruments. Tonight we'll speak about this technology, scalar energy, what some people call consciousness or zero-point energy. And what really served to fire my imagination was the great scientist Nikola Tesla, who was, in my estimation, the first person to work with scalar energy, the energy that taps into consciousness, the energy that represents the Om, or the absolute energy of the stars. It was Tesla that fired my imagination, and I've followed in many ways in his footsteps. I've read his notes, and I've developed scalar energy instruments, which is not electricity. It's a different energy spectrum. And with that, we can do incredible things with this energy that you cannot achieve with electricity. Electricity, frankly, is limited. Scalar energy, the life force of the universe, is unlimited in potential. So this has been my career. I've been quite successful working with these scalar energy instruments, and we'll delve into that in the hour.
Super. Now, scalar energy is known by lots of different names. Can you share with us some of those?
Well, it shows you how connected the world is and how connected different cultures are. Some cultures might call scalar energy Om or life force. Others might call it chi or prana. You might hear that called by the Russian society torsion energy. All of those terms refer to this energy of the sun, the energy of the stars. This is so important to realize that we're working on the same page. We have the same objective. We just have a different vocabulary. So what is my point? I believe this is the cosmic forces of the universe. I believe this is divine energy, and I believe this energy will unite mankind. That's my main goal. I want to unite humanity with this all-encompassing absolute energy.
Yeah, sounds great. And, of course, on this show, we do touch upon some of the channeled extraterrestrial information, and typically in their vernacular, they use the word the ether. Would that be synonymous as well?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, pursuant to your audience, many people have seen anti-gravity flying craft or aircraft. And what's the point here? In order to have some type of anti-gravity atmosphere, you have to have a scalar energy instrument, a scalar energy craft that negates gravity. So I've always considered that scalar energy is the cause of gravity. So if we can negate gravity, we have an anti-gravity flying instrument, flying craft, call it what you will. And that is the technology behind anti-gravity. You cannot overcome gravity with electricity. You can negate gravity with a scalar energy motor, a scalar energy device. And actually, this has been demonstrated. There was a Russian scientist who created an anti-gravity platform. His name was Viktor Grebennikov. And he did it by using geometric forms and controlling scalar energy. So the validity of this science is far-reaching. And yes, this is going to be the portal of anti-gravity in the future. Scalar energy creates gravity, and all you have to do is manipulate scalar energy, and you can manipulate gravity. So this is one of the gifts that we will inherit from scalar energy research.
Yeah, super. Now, I'm trying to recall some of the names of some of the other scientists besides Tesla that you've studied, because apparently there's not a lot of people that have really gotten into this subject.
You're absolutely right. Why? Because it's so esoteric. And many people just want to concentrate on the electromagnetic spectrum, and that's fine. That's their career. I can rattle off maybe five or six valid scientists that studied scalar energy. Tesla, Nikola Tesla, was the first man to harness scalar energy. He actually built a tower in Colorado Springs in which he was able to harness scalar energy. A man that I have high esteem for, and I studied under his wife, a man by the name of Galen Hieronymus. Hieronymus achieved a U.S. patent on a scalar energy instrument back in the 40s. Another great scientist out of Salt Lake City, Thomas Morey. Viktor Grebennikov, who I mentioned, was able to create an anti-gravity flying machine. And then there's a scientist, Nikola Kozarev, out of Russia, who was able to work with scalar energy telescopes and pick up certain scalar energy signals from stars. That's the list right now that comes to mind. And the reason I say that, very few scientists have been able to engineer. The key is to engineer these instruments. You have to be able to work with scalar energy instruments in a different energy spectrum. Scalar energy is not electricity. And that's the key element here. You have to be able to develop these instruments.
Yeah, and of course, this would entail you're dealing with energies that are from other dimensions as well.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Scalar energy, in my estimation, is non-physical. It's pure spirit. Well, what am I getting at? There's no electrons, Charles. I've never experienced any electrons with my work. It's intelligence, it's information, it's consciousness. A scalar energy instrument allows you to access consciousness, which is non-physical. That's so important for me to underscore that. And what I've discovered with these instruments, they transcend time and space. There is no time lag. When I'm working with them, the message or the connection is instantaneous. So this is the energy of the future, instantaneous communication with a scalar energy instrument that transcends time and space. A scalar energy instrument that is able to work in any setting, in any environment. It can penetrate through physical matter because it's not bound by space and time. It can overcome any distance. Incredible potential here.
Yeah, and with all this information available, according to Palladian sources, all this technology is here. I guess the issue is the powers that seem to be in control of that being released are not so interested in this information becoming so public. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Tesla tried over 100 years ago This is free energy from the sun and the stars. I want to make this very clear. I do not need a power plant to create this energy. I simply harness it. This energy from the sun and the stars is everywhere. It's free energy. And this is what many people who are, well, let's say the status quo today, this will challenge the status quo. Free energy is going to be embraced by some people and rejected by others. Tesla wanted to give the world free energy. In Colorado Springs, he demonstrated his tower was a free energy tower. He was not producing electricity at that tower in Colorado Springs. He was harnessing star energy. Now, again, to make this very clear, scalar energy is the energy of the future, the energy of the stars. It's free energy. And eventually, the humanity will ask for this. It's really the collective prayer, the collective consciousness that will bring this energy to the attention of the world.
Yeah, I can see that coming about. As a matter of fact, I should mention that if you haven't heard of James Rink, it's R-I-N-K. He's got a show called It's Super Soldier Show. But if you go to Rumble and then look up James Rink, he's got three reports there that come from a guy that's called Mr. New York. And in the third episode of this Mr. New York reporting, he talks about how in the future there will be some place where people can make application for the spread of these technologies, and they will be, according to him, scrutinized by actually some ETs. Which will go into some of the reincarnation background of the applicants, as well as verify the validity of the projects so that it can be presented to the public. So he sees this coming down the road someplace. But as we know, well, at least in my opinion, what we're experiencing right now is probably the height of what I call a medical tyranny. And unfortunately, our medical field is following protocols from information that is not so much interested in the human condition, which should be the doctor's oath, but more about profit.
Yes, exactly. I concur with you. And that's one of the reasons I've made this a career. You know, Tesla, again, fired my imagination. I saw how these instruments were able to control matter, physical matter. And I knew that in application, a scalar energy instrument could create what is favorable, a molecule that's favorable, or disassemble, break down a molecule that is harmful. Now, what do I mean by that? I've perfected my instruments to the point that I am able to create a vitamin or a mineral or an antioxidant. You do this simply by scalar energy intelligence. You can take the existing elements that people have, carbon and oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, magnesium, etc., and rearrange those elements into a vitamin, a mineral, or an antioxidant. So this is intelligence that we broadcast, if you will, and that intelligence instructs physical forms. It's quite fascinating what we can do with this energy. Now, on the conversely, we can take a scalar energy instrument and we can target, say, a bacterium or a virus, and we can break down the molecular bonds of a bacterium or a virus. Everything is held together by some type of atomic or molecular bond. And I was taught by the Hieronymus family, this great American inventor, that there's a binding energy with scalar energy. That's the energy that holds together matter. You can call that a covalent bond or an ionic bond or a hydrogen bond. Scalar energy controls those molecular bonds. And when you, if you will, subject a virus to a scalar energy waveform, that virus loses its intelligence. That virus loses the hydrogen bonds that hold it together. So working with scalar energy, you can break down, you can transmute a bacterium, you can transmute a virus. You're actually changing the physical form of a microorganism by negating its molecular intelligence, by negating its molecular bond. I've demonstrated this time and time again, and this is what I would consider quantum health. Now, it's not biological health because I'm working through force fields. I'm working through energy fields in so doing. So it's quite fascinating. My work has been, covered from people around the world from the four corners of the earth now. And the testimonies tell the story. It's quite favorable.
Yeah, no, as I understand it, you've got a really, unique way that you assist people as well, dealing with actually just their photographs. And could you go into some detail about how that process works?
Yeah, thank you. So, again, this is not a biological process. Everything I do now in the quantum field is non-physical information. Now, people will email me a photograph. And with their emailed photograph, I can access their quantum field or their energy field or their aura. Now, in so doing, I am able to make a connection with a person through their aura, send energy through that quantum field, that scalar energy force field. And in so doing, I can take the existing elements of the body and rearrange them into a micronutrient. Or in reverse, I can take that same scalar energy paradigm, working through a person's photograph, target a bacterium, negate the molecular bonds of the bacterium, and the bacterium falls apart into smaller components such as carbon and oxygen, nitrogen, etc. So you're just simply rearranging matter. Now that's the easy way to a perfect physical universe. We can create molecules that we want, and we can break down molecules that are disadvantageous or harmful. I do all of this not in the biological realm. I do this in the quantum realm. People will send me their photograph. Their photograph represents their signature. So by that, I mean people teleport by way of their photograph to my laboratory. People can bilocate. Now, many times we've heard stories how these flying craft, some people call them UFOs, some people call them anti-gravity instruments, how they teleport quickly. Perhaps instantaneously. Well, I can prove that. When a person sends me their photograph and I work through their photograph, that person never leaves their home, but their photograph represents their teleported version, their bilocated version. I am proving teleportation through my instrument.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. And, of course, on ET Yoga, we've brought up many times the concept that disease exists in the energy field, the auric field, first before it manifests in the physical body.
Yes.
And thus, your work is with the energetic field.
Yes. Yes. Why? Because it's the auric field, the etheric field, instructs the physical field. It all begins with instructions. If you have favorable instructions, you have sound health. If something is unfavorable, then the auric field will pick that up and manifest it eventually into the physical. So this is what I love about my work. Modern-day medicine is working almost exclusively in the physical plane. Well, why not work in the non-physical plane, the auric field, as you mentioned? Yes, so that's one of the promises of scalar research.
Yeah, it also reminds me of Dr. Bruce Lipton. In his, he's got a two-hour video out that's called The Biology of Belief. And he does, actually goes into detail on the beliefs, which actually are in the auric field. And actually, there was, I guess it's probably been about 5 years ago now that there was a woman from America that had an inoperable tumor. She went to Qigong Center in Beijing, China, and three practitioners made her tumor disappear in about 3 minutes, which and it was all done on a videotape. You can still find that video. It's a Greg Braden video, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, but proving the point of the power here of dealing with auric fields and energy fields. And then also another related kind of, we can call it a technique, but they're called Egyptian healing rods. Egyptian healing rods were discovered by the Russians. It's probably been about, 20 years ago now, because I've been using them for about 20 years. And they were only used by the pharaohs and the inner circle. And basically, it's like being inside a pyramid for about 20 minutes a day, holding these rods that are contain copper and zinc. Inside the rods are crystals that are forged in inside pyramids. And the auric fields of the people that use them, you can go online and actually and see this, shows the difference between, let's say, a sick person and a well person, and then what their auric field looks like after. And it also correlates with the Bosnian pyramid over in Europe, when people go down into the healing chambers of the pyramid and their auric fields, and they match up with these, Curlian photography that that indicates these fields. I'm just saying that, of course, your method is, to me, is very encompassing and very, I would assume, you get fairly quick results. Would that be so?
That's correct. Exactly. Why do we get quick results? The energy is instantaneous. Now, this is Om. This is consciousness. It is the I am. It is the present moment. It's instantaneous action. Hence, you see a quick results, favorable results with people. I'm going to add to your story. I've read reports, testimonies now of people who had cancer, and they would venture into, they would walk into a pyramid and spend some time, perhaps considerable time, in a pyramid, and that pyramid seemed to either reduce the size of a tumor or perhaps they were cured of cancer. I've read many reports to that effect. Meaning what? Well,
yeah.
The animating force in a pyramid in that case had to be scalar energy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. And in fact, the reason I heard about the Egyptian healing rods was from a woman that actually was on is on the Sri Ramka and Kira Ra that had have a show on BBS Radio. She had a tumor that she took her about 6 months, but she eventually had the tumor disappear through using Egyptian healing rods. And I do give workshops around Florida about talking about spiritual topics, and I've had many people come up and all good things to say about, well, of course, the scalar energy. But most people, you know, I guess the word isn't used a lot because, you know, we use it in all these different ways.
Right.
But it's, it's all connected, of course. And I'd like to know more about some of the specific diseases that you've had success with using your technologies.
We've been working in particular with a clinic in Delhi, India. And just to set the tone, I've never stepped foot in India. So people from India, from an HIV clinic, send me photographs. I've worked with over 5,000 people at the Om Prakash Clinic in Delhi, India. 5,000 people who are HIV positive. And again, I'm only working, obviously, through their photograph. And after I work with these people, many of them say that they feel better, that their appetite returns, or that their CD4 count has increased considerably. Now, everybody that I've worked with at this clinic, Om Prakash in Delhi, India, if they've had a follow-up PCR test, the PCR test is not detectable, no detectable viral load. Now, that's a massive clinical study on our part of 5,000 people from Delhi, India that we've worked with by way of their photograph. And I hope that this clinical study will make it into the mainstream and that people will then start paying attention. And the reason I say that 5,000 people cannot be wrong. This is not auto-suggestion. This is not a mistake. And after working with 5,000 people at a clinic in Delhi, India, I know that this is working. I realize that Scalar Energy offers great promise to mankind.
Yeah, it's an amazing connection that you've been able to achieve here. That now, I would suspect that when these people experience these benefits, that it's a tricky area. We know to prove it. Would that be accurate?
Exactly. Why? Because nobody can prove the existence of Scalar Energy. And then secondly, to say that there's a connection between a photograph and a person, you'd have to delve into this new science. You cannot prove any of my work by Newtonian physics. Obviously, I'm not practicing Newtonian physics. I'm practicing a new branch of physics. So thus far, I frankly don't have any contemporary, anybody who can duplicate my work because my work is unique.
Yeah, fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And thus, now you are going to be offering 15 days of free Scalar Light sessions to our listening audience. Is that so?
That's correct. Thank you, Trust. And why do we do that? We have to prove this. I'm all about performance. As a researcher, I want to prove what I'm doing is of merit. So I offer anybody in the world to visit our website and submit your photograph. It's free. There's no requirement, no obligation. Scalarlight.com is our website. Now, the point here is to have people experience this unique technique. This is a technique in which all we require is your photograph. And we will provide the sessions. And for 15 days, we will create vitamins. We will identify and eradicate microbes, germs, and we can also balance your chakras. Now, put all of that together. After 15 days, people feel better. So the key now is to prove my work, to have, if you will, a grassroots movement of people who try this at least. So go to the website. You can send in family photographs. You can send in your pets. And then you prove it to yourself. This has never been done before, with the exception of my predecessor, a man by the name of Hieronymus. You prove it to yourself. And then the people, a grassroots movement, I envision, will take this up and run with it.
Now, let's just... going to this just a little bit further now, if after the 15 days, if people have found this to be beneficial, what sort of cost is involved after that?
Sure. There is a 30-day program that we have. It's $89. it works out to $3 a day. We've kept the prices very low, $89 a month.
Super. Yeah, that's super. Now, I had a couple of specific people ask me to ask you about a couple of things that I'm not so certain that Scalar affects these, but I would assume that it would, even though you talk about your discovery would be recognized as a cure for pathogenic disease, which is disease, as I understand it, in humans that would be caused by infectious agents. But what about something like schizophrenia? Have you had ever dealt with people with schizophrenia?
You know, I've had marginal success with that. Now, what am I getting at? When I'm working with this chakra balancing has the ability to help people balance their seven chakras, their brain waves. I believe I've said this so many times that the doorway to mental and emotional health will lead through the scalar energy pathway. Scalar energy is the animating force of brainwaves, our consciousness, our memory, our thoughts. It has helped some people in some type of a minor sense who have schizophrenic episodes. It's not the cure, though. I won't say that.
Mm-hmm. And what about astigmatism, or astigmatism, as they call it, within cataracts, something like that?
I've not had help with that. I cannot address that. You know, cataracts, it's beyond my control right now.
Mm-hmm. But you have dealt with people with COVID.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'll speak about the pandemic. During the pandemic, I was working with family and friends. None of us, not one of us, had to go to the hospital. Not one of us was what I consider had the full symptomology, the full symptoms of COVID-19. I'll speak for myself. I live in Florida, as you know, Charles. Florida is an open state. We did not require masks many times. And I walked about freely for 2 years, and I never had the full blunt symptoms of COVID. Never.
Yeah, and now as I'm just assuming here. Now, when you're working with someone, let's say that tells you they have been diagnosed with COVID, and you are using your technologies, is it more of when you? I'm trying to think of the wording here. When you implement the information concerning what you want to cure, is it more of a general thing, like asking that energy to disintegrate the molecular feature of what they've been diagnosed with? Or how would you explain that?
Sure. My instrument allows me to control a microbe, and I'll explain. Let's say I have the herpes virus, and somebody wants to eradicate herpes. I instruct my instrument with a microphotograph, a magnified photograph of herpes. What am I saying? If I actually place in this consciousness field, in the quantum field, a photograph of a virus, the instrument will look at the molecular structure of that photograph of herpes and then send that energy into the quantum field. So a photograph of herpes identifies the herpes virus in the person and then seeks out the herpes virus and negates those molecular bonds of the herpes virus. So a photograph of herpes is the instructions to seek out and disassemble herpes. That's why
the instrument
works.
Okay, because that kind of makes sense to me now, related back to this COVID situation, because I've heard a channeling of the consciousness of the COVID. It identifies itself as nanobot COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So to my way of thinking, the picture of whatever we're calling COVID would suffice to have you have a positive effect on that situation. That's correct. Yeah. Would that be correct?
Yes, that's correct. So a photograph of an infectious agent allows me to seek out and disassemble the molecular bonds of that microbe, of that pathogen. So there's no guesswork here now, Charles. I have thousands of photographs of different species of microbes. Hence, I can instruct my instrument with these thousands of photographs of microbes, and those photographs provide the informational input to seek out and destroy that microbe.
Okay, and had a lot of people ask me about if you've had any experience dealing with the bioweapon that's masquerading as a vaccine, or in other words, the injections and vaccinations for the COVID.
Yeah, I cannot do that. The adjuvants that are used in the vaccines, that's beyond my control. I have great control with the actual microorganism, with the actual microbe, but the vaccines, frankly, I don't know what nanobots are being used in vaccines. So the problem is this. I don't have photographs of many of those nanobots or many of those other man-made chemicals that are being used in many of these vaccines today. You're right. This is nefarious. Many of those vaccines are contaminated. Let me use that word, contaminated. And to go about this process of just wholesale vaccination and not really looking into this vaccination program and understanding what adjuvants are being used, that's irresponsible.
Yeah, and I can point our listening audience actually to a website that's called at swaru.org, that's SWARUU.org, at odyssey.com. And also there's videos, and this is where there's about over 1,000 articles that have been placed there through channeled information from Pleiadians. And there's also the videos connected to that. And at Cosmic Agency at odyssey.com, the first thing you see when you go there is their analysis of what's in the vaccines. Like, it's right at the top as you look at all the videos that are available there. It's quite an eye-opener. And I would also like to mention a couple of other things related to scalar energy that aren't as quick-acting as your techniques. But just the same, Hira Ratan Manek, that's M-A-N-E-K, he's been he recently passed on, but he has been the biggest proponent of sun gazing, and of course we know that scalar energy originates from the sun and stars. And I don't know, are you familiar with sun gazing?
Yes, I am. Go on. Yes.
Okay, because although it's possible to achieve what they call golden in about a 9-month period. I've been working on this for about 2.5 years now, and I'm now I'm within 5 days of being what he calls golden, or you're gazing at the sun for a period of 45 minutes. You start off this process by gazing in the morning for 10 seconds only after sunrise. The hour after sunrise is a safe period of time, as well as the hour before sunset. And everyone in the first, when you work up to the 15-minute mark, everyone experiences improved vision. And it starts working on the body and body issues. Now, Hira Ratan Manek claims that all physical disease leaves the body at the 30-minute, around the 30-minute mark. He's been studied by NASA. I'm at the 45-minute level. I can't attest to that because I didn't have any disease issues when I started, because I got into it more for the fact that this scalar energy comes through your eyes, goes into the brain, and then to all your organs in your body, and just was a perfect fit for the things I do, like Egyptian healing rods and the Qigong, same method that they were using to cure the cancer patients in Beijing. Those two doctors now, Dr. Peng and Dr. Ming Tong Gu, have now come to the United States because their facility has been shut down by the Chinese government. I can say unequivocally that I would recommend sun gazing, and of course we're taught to not, you know, look at the sun and that kind of thing. In fact, even Hirotan Manik says when you go to your eye doctor after your vision improves, don't tell him how it's happening because he's probably not going to be on board. I'd like to mention, while we do have some time, one other scalar technique that I'm involved with that came from the Pleiadian sources that is called the Pillar of Light. And the Pillar of Light, basically, when I start to do the technique, I try to ground myself to the center of the earth, and I do that by visualizing a silver-blue cord that connects from my base chakra to the center of the earth and grounds me there. And then at that point, you you call upon the pillar of light or frequency of light, and they call this the pillar of light. You picture a beam of light coming into your 12 chakra centers, so obviously they're coming from higher dimensional levels, the 7 inside your body and 5 outside your body. And these chakras are information centers or vortexes that, once activated, they begin to spin. And when they spin, they create a movement that inside your body activates the light-encoded filaments to work together, rebundles, and forms the 12 evolving helixes in the body. And this light energy, if you sit with your spine straight and call upon this energy, within a couple of minutes, you will start to feel that energy coming through your 12 chakras and in through your crown. And what happens with me is my neck kind of snaps at a similar tilt to that of the Sphinx, and it kind of locks in place. And this technique can also be used to take that energy that's coming in through the all the chakras that go right straight down through to the center of the earth. You can also visualize them coming to your heart center and then intending that they go into your auric field. So again, this is another technique that utilizes scalar energy. Now, with respect to ET yoga, what about some information, a question or something that I haven't asked you that you wish I would have? About something like that, how would you respond?
Well, let me add to what you said, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. Our chakras are scalar energy vortices. What is the animating force of our chakras? They spin. Why? Scalar energy spins. Scalar energy is a vortex. And you put that together, a scalar energy instrument or a prayer or a meditation has a direct access to your chakra system. So we are all information systems, and I concur with you entirely, Charles. We are walking scalar energy, star energy vortices. Now, this is by design. This is God's design. And once we finally come to that conclusion that the auric field is above the physical field, that the auric field, in many ways, is dictated by our chakras or works hand-in-hand with our chakras, then we're going to see how the instructions, scalar energy instructions, or this om or this consciousness, call it what you will, is really responsible for our physical health. Again, I don't work with physical health. I work with non-physical health, which is the cause that eventually produces the effect.
Yeah. Well said. So, wow, I can only reiterate, if you want to mention that website again, where people can contact you with reference to getting some free sessions of scalar energy.
Yes, It's scalarlight.com. That's spelled S-C-A-L-A-R, light, L-I-G-H-T. Scalarlight.com. You can send in photographs of your entire family, get their permission. Send in photographs of your pets, because your pets could have their chakras balanced. We can eradicate microbes from your pets. The key here is to be very open. I'm an open door, if you will, Charles, and I give away free sessions because I want the general public, I want the people to carry this movement. You know, I can count on the people. I trust the people. Whereas government and big business, I do not have that trust. So scalarlight.com, this is a grassroots movement. Join us, please.
Yeah, well, I certainly wish you the best with respect to this information, you know, is spreading out there and more people hearing about these amazing possibilities because, again, as the Palladians point out, all this technology, the zero-point energy, and the people like you that have got these amazing discoveries just waiting to share. And amazing gifts for humanity that we need to be utilizing. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate your coming on ET Yoga and filling us in on some of the specifics about the amazing research that you've been doing. And it's usually, it's about this time in our program that I wish my listening audience my sincere best towards their attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And we always close with share the Who Am I technique that was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. Came to me via a guy named Baba Ram Das decades ago. And I had a very amazing experiences dealing with this technique. And basically the technique is you put, you center your full consciousness and attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? You can say that once or twice or whatever, many times as comfortable. The main thing is, your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you state the following, I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.